Sure.
And I know I had asked you where you were from and how long you lived in Wisconsin, and you told me that you were born and raised in the Dallas, Texas area, and that you lived in Wisconsin since 2001.
That's right.
But there seems to be some confusion as to whether you've actually been living in Wisconsin since 2001. So can you kind of explain all of that so people
Oh,
aren't
sure. No,
confused?
no problem at all. So, just since 2001, you want me to kind of tell you what I've been doing?
Sure.
I don't mean to have any confusion. There's all kinds of conspiracy theories out there, it seems like. But so basically, I moved to Kenosha in 2001 with my business. In 2004, I was accepted into the. I applied for and was accepted into the JD MBA program at Northwestern University, and ended up selling my company that fall after I started school. And so, in 2004 to 2007, I was in school at Northwestern, but I was in Kenosha the whole time. I commuted back and forth.
You commuted to Northwestern from Kenosha?
Yeah, just took the train down.
Okay.
And then, so I graduated in 2007, and then I took a temporary. I had a temporary assignment, a 2-year assignment to London in 2007. So we moved over there in the fall of 2007, and then that was extended slightly. And we moved back to the. We actually moved back. When we moved back to Pleasant Prairie because we'd outgrown our house in Kenosha. We kept our house in Kenosha the whole time.
Okay, so when did you move back to Pleasant
We
Prairie then?
moved back in July of 2010,
Okay.
just over a year ago.
I see. Okay. So.
And then I've continued to. Basically, I continue to work primarily out of the London office for my firm. So I work from home most days and then commute back and forth to London as needed.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's a Chicago firm, but you're working out of their London office mostly.
It's not really even a Chicago firm. We have a Chicago office. So I have an office in Chicago, but I don't spend a whole lot of time there.
Oh, okay.
It's been called a Chicago-based firm, but the firm originated in Los Angeles, California. And we don't really have like a main office. We have offices. I think we're up to 25 or 26 offices around the world.
Okay.
The biggest office is in New York, and we have about 200 and a little over 200 attorneys, I think, in Chicago.
Okay.
So I have an office both in Chicago and in London.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. All
And
right.
I spend, it's just, I think it's kind of funny that I've been called a Chicago attorney because I spend more time in London than I do in Chicago, but I guess it's neither here nor there. It's just what it is.
I see. I see what you're
I
saying.
get, and most days I work from home, so I get to work from home because I work via the internet over in London.
I see. All right. Okay. And it's also been said that you don't own your home there in Pleasant Prairie, but it's owned by an out-of-state couple. Can you kind of explain that?
Okay, well, when we moved back from London, we'd outgrown our home that we own in Kenosha. So we rent a home now in Pleasant Prairie. And there's been all kinds of, it's, again, I find it humorous because there's been all kinds of, the people that we rent from, they're currently living in Utah. So there's, for some reason, people think that there's some kind of connection between, I've heard Koch brothers, I've heard some group that was involved in the recall orange petition, which is just completely nonsense, complete nonsense. I mean, I think the people that we rent from are living in Utah because they're there taking care of their elderly parents.
Okay, and then so how would you counter people who say, well, you really haven't been around in Wisconsin that much. How could you represent Wisconsin's interests or Kenosha area's interests?
Well, I would just, I mean, to me, 10 years seems like a sufficient amount of time to have been involved with the community. And I think, more importantly, I've made the conscious decision to be here in Kenosha. I mean, in Kenosha County, my wife and I made a conscious decision that this is where we wanted to raise our children.
Okay.
And I think that's, I think that my diverse experience base is an asset for us. I think it's better to have somebody that's seen different parts of the world than somebody that's really just lived in one community their whole life.
Your law firm has apparently represented Koch Industries in various legal transactions. How can you reassure voters that you're not connected to or influenced by the Koch brothers?
Well, I think a lot of people fundamentally need to realize what kind of law firm I work for. I mean, I think a lot of people think of a law firm as 5 or 10 people sitting in an office or whatever. You know, we have over 2,000 lawyers worldwide. We work for everybody, honestly. I mean, you know, you can't say that. Obviously, we don't work for everybody, but we work for thousands and thousands of clients every year from across the spectrum. You know, I have never worked for Koch Industries. I don't even really know. I mean, I'm sure that I would know some lawyers that have worked for Koch Industries, but I don't know any specifics of any deals. And the way a firm like this works, I mean, there's lots of confidentiality concerns. So, you know, most of the time I don't know what the lawyer next door to me is working on if I'm not assigned on that particular transaction or whatever. So, you know, our client list would span the the political spectrum. I mean, we just represented the NFL Players Association, for instance. It's a huge union, obviously. I've done work for the UN through my firm. These are obviously public items, but, you know, the firm works on a variety. And just because the firm or I work for something doesn't mean that we agree with it politically anyway. It's a business.
Mm-hmm. I see. I see. So can you absolutely assure voters then that you have no connections whatsoever to Koch Industries?
I have absolutely no connections to Koch Industries.
Okay. And how about Americans for Prosperity? That's that Tea Party group that they are financing?
I don't have any. I mean, I don't have any connections with them, no.
Okay. Were you approached by them or by Americans for Prosperity to run?
No.
Okay.